Welcome to the series on the Christopher Peter Review. Here are the stories from this week. Enjoy. The attempted assassination of the S. frontrunner in the 2024 presidential election and former president shocked the nation and gave society a stark warning about the dangers of our political discourse and lack of civility. People on both sides of the American political aisle, as well as leaders across the globe, are rightfully condemning the heinous attack on former President Donald Trump as he spoke at a rally in Butler, Pennsylvania. Thankfully, Trump is safe, and the Secret Service was able to eliminate the shooter. Both Trump and Biden called for unity, and the leaders spoke briefly about the incident. Our political campaigns and election cycles should be hard-fought contests, where candidates on both sides need to fiercely compete for their platforms and agendas. But at the end of the day, the votes cast should determine the outcome. We should all join those condemning this cowardly attack and hope that all Americans can reject political violence. As one could expect, there are calls to tone down the rhetoric. Trump boisterously attacks his political opponents, and Democrats cast Trump in the worst possible way. The rhetoric and hysteria in our political discourse is troubling, and there unfortunately are too many out there who cannot set aside the words or act out inappropriately. Hopefully, the Secret Service steps up its protection for both Trump and Biden, especially as we head into the national conventions for both Republicans in Milwaukee and Democrats in Chicago later on this summer. Political violence is not the answer, and thank God, we averted a catastrophe. I truly believe that the vast majority of people who go into business, whether starting one of their own or seeking to run an existing business, do so because they want to do good for society, for the consumer, or simply for themselves or family. And that was the avenue to achieve that. Still, there are always some bad apples in the bunch at times. Wall Street Journal recently published an investigative report where they uncovered $50 billion in Medicare Advantage claims that large insurers received for claims that seemed really questionable. Basically, insurers are being accused of submitting diagnoses for reimbursements that are in addition to what the primary care provider or the patient were aware of. Some were deemed impossible, like claims for return of cataracts in diabetic patients, because the replacement procedure prevents reoccurrence. Personally, I was unaware that an insurance company could add diagnoses not made by a doctor in this manner. I knew they confirmed the appropriateness of care or the potential of misdiagnosis. A very interesting read if this is a topic or issue you closely follow. Healthcare and the cost of care, insurance, and everything in between is always a hot-button issue in our society. And this drew my attention because it was troubling, but potentially promising at the same time. Health insurers, especially large-scale ones like Humana and United Health, both mentioned in the article, have access to a great wealth of health data, which is very helpful to establish common patterns of treatments and standards of care. They can see trends that an individual doctor or system may not see until they pay for the publication. So, I could see how these companies could identify opportunities where a patient may have better treatment options and an opportunity to intervene. The article was troubling because I am not sure that goodwill was the driving force. I firmly understand that businesses have to continue to seek new revenue streams to sustain the growing needs of the consumers, workers, and other stakeholders. My assumption, after reading, was that someone found ways to secure claim reimbursements that may not be appropriate or simply unnecessary. That is not uncommon in this space because of reimbursement procedures. A big takeaway was that these companies were willing to provide home visits and $50 gift cards to patients without their primary's advice, all to support their scheme. If they had done this on the up and up, this is not really a bad thing that they are doing. Both insurers mentioned seemed to dispute the level of impact, with one claiming it is working to resolve some that it confirmed. Thank you for experiencing the Christopher Peter Review. Please continue to visit the Christopher Peter Review at www.crcreview.com and on YouTube and YouTube Music. Until next time.